Okay, can we pray together?
Oh, yes.
Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for the help you have granted us.
Thank you, Lord.
For making us to see today.
Thank you, Lord.
And for affording us the opportunity to be in another session of prayer for the nation.
Thank you, Lord.
To you be all the glory, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As we pray for our nation, Nigeria, today, we ask that Lord God Almighty, you are going to grant us unction and utterance in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are asking for the grace to pray through.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Almighty.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name have we prayed.
Amen.
Amen. I want us to open our Bibles to the book of Psalm, selection 62. Psalm 62. And I want us to read from verse 11. I read. God has spoken once. Twice I've heard this, that power belongeth unto God.
Hallelujah.
God has spoken once. Twice I've heard this, that power belong unto the law, unto God. Power belongs to God. He's the creator of the heaven and the earth. The Bible says the earth is of the Lord and the fullness thereof. Nigeria belongs to the Lord. The amalgamation of both the northern and the southern protectorate of Nigeria in 1914 was not a mistake. It was because the Lord allowed it. And he allowed it for a purpose. He had a purpose in mind. So power over Nigeria, power over the running of the system of Nigeria does not belong to man. It belongs to God. This morning, we are going to take a lot of time, most of our time, to pray. We are going to ask that power must change hands in Nigeria. It is God that has the power over this nation and over all the affairs of this nation. Everyone, every people, every mafia, every oligarchy group, so to say, the cabals, those small group of people in different sections that behave as if they are gods over Nigeria, the Lord, we are going to ask the Lord that he will withdraw the power from their hands.
Amen.
That as from this moment onward, that it is only his will that will be done.
Amen.
Over this nation.
Amen.
Before we start to pray, I want to take us down the memory lane. If you look at Nigeria, I can remember very well since I was a child. At least starting from the time of Muritala Muhammad. After, I was well aware when Gowon went abroad and he was overthrown by the Muritala regime. From that moment onward, by God's grace, one can, you know, understand what goes on in the nation. You will discover that each time any government was going beyond the purpose of God, He changed them. Whenever any leader or any government is taking a step contrary to His will, and the children of God pray, God, to whom power belongs, He always changed them. He removed them from the affairs of the nation. In particular, I want to remind us, brethren, the event that happened, I think, in 1998, when a leader was there, and it was almost becoming a principality, to the extent that everybody almost lost hope. We just slept one night. The following morning, everybody across all the nation of Nigeria were on their street the following day. I was on my way to Eket, Akwa Ibom State. I got to Taki, my town of Ogbomoso. By the time I was looking, you know, up to the road towards Bowe Teaching Hospital, I saw a mammoth crowd chanting. Some were even half naked. They were rejoicing because the Lord intervened. Brethren, are we ready to pray? God is still going to intervene for us in this nation now as we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because power belongs to Him. Power belongs to the Lord. Once has God spoken. Twice have we heard that power belongs to Him. God, having spoken once, I don't know if you have heard twice. By God's grace, through faith, I've heard twice. Have you heard Him twice? That power belongs to Him. If you have heard, I want you to join me now. Let us give glory to the Almighty God, to whom power belongs. Let us thank Him for the affairs of Nigeria. Let us give Him praise for the way He has been running this nation. Let us appreciate Him. Let us give Him praise. Let's just worship Him. Let's give glory to the name of the Lord, to whom Nigeria belongs. Let's worship Him. Let's give Him praise. Glory be to You, O God. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful. Lord God Almighty, we thank You, O God, for You are the owner, You are the creator of the heaven and the earth. You are the one that have put Nigeria together. You allow this nation to be put together in the first instance. It is because You have a purpose to fulfill. To You be all the glory. And You are the one that has the power. All power belongs to You. The Bible says once You have spoken and twice have we heard that power belongs to You. To You be all the glory. To You be all the glory for that. We thank You, Lord God Almighty. We worship You because power belongs to You. To You be all the glory. We magnify You. We thank You. Father, we thank You. In Jesus' mighty name, as we pray.
Amen.
Now we are going to pray for the nation Nigeria. We are going to say, Father, since power belongs to You, let power change hands. Everyone that are exercising undue authority over the Nigeria, over the nation Nigeria and our system, let the Lord withdraw their power and their authority. Father, let power change hands over Nigeria. Shall we talk to the Lord now? Heavenly Father, we are so grateful. We come unto You this morning, O God, as we pray together in this broadcast. Lord God Almighty, we agree together as brethren over Nigeria. We ask, Lord, let power change hands this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, let power change hands. Let power change hands in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All those that are exercising undue authority, all those that are exercising illegitimate power over the Nigerian people, over the Nigerian system, over the people of Nigeria, Lord God Almighty, let power be withdrawn from them. Let them be taken out of the way in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, once you have spoken, twice have we heard, that power belongs to you. Father, to you power belongs. Father, let the power change hands. Let all those who have made themselves God over this nation, Father, let them lose their power. Let them lose their authority. Father, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lima sukalayaba ambrobosu tataba sukalayaba. Rima sukalayaba ambrobosu tataba sakalayaba. Ingregegegeba akrogegegeba akrogegegeba. Rabasu tataba sukalayaba angrogegegeba. Libosu totobosu kegegeba. Rima sukalayaba angregegegeba ambrobosu tataba suka. Rima sukalayaba angrogegegeba ambrobosu tata. Liba sukalayaba likegegeba. Riba sofa so tataba so kalayaba riba so kaba. Father, let power change hands over this nation Nigeria, over all our system, over our people, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let power change hands this morning, brethren. Let's pray that power should change hands this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lima sukalaya ba ambrobo sutata ba sukalaya riba sutata ba sukalaya ba rima sukalaya ba angro gegege ba ambrobo sutata ba sukalaya ba rima sukalaya ba ambrobo sutata ba sukalaya ba rima sukalaya angre gegege ba ambrobo sutata ta lima sukalaya ba habraba ba rima sukalaya ba like gegege ba ambrobo lima sotolo yobo inkre gegege ba angro gegege ba angro gegege ba lima sukalaya ba like gegege ba angro 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 gegege ba lima sukalaya ba lima sukalaya ba like gegege ba angro 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 gegege ba. In Jesus' mighty name as we pray.
Amen.
Brethren, in agreement, we must pray this morning. Father, let all the troublers of this nation and our people and our system be dealt with. All the trouble, you know, Elijah told Ahab, when Ahab called him the troubler of Israel, he said, I don't trouble Israel, it is you and the whole of your father's house that are troublers of Israel. You and your wife, you are the one that brought the worship of Baal to make God jealous over Israel. You are the troubler of Israel. He brought Ahab to his knees. Today, all troublers of Nigeria are going to be brought to their knees this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We are going to pray. We are going to say, Father, let all troublers of this nation, our people, our system, be brought to their knees now in the name of Jesus Christ. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, lima sukalaya ba ambrobo sutataba sukalaya riba sukalaya ba ambraba. Lord, we pray together, lima sukalaya ba, as brethren this morning in this broadcast. We agree together. The Bible says, if two people shall agree together as touching anything, it shall be given to them by our Father who is in heaven. We agree together and we decree that all troublers of Nigeria be brought to their knees this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We decree them to be robbed of the power, to be stripped of the power.
Amen.
They carry that against Nigeria against our people, against our system, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lima so kalayaba, hambromo so tataba so kalayaba, riboso tatobo shike gegegeba, ambromo so tataba so kalayaba, ribaso tataba so kalayaba, rima so kalayaba, imbrobobo inkre gegegeba, lima so kalayaba, ambromo so tatobo shike gegeba, libaso tataba so kalayaba, rima so kalayaba, li gegegeba, ambromo so tatabasuka, rima so kalayaba, ambrobobo imbrobo su tataba su kalayaba ingre gege gege ba 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 hangra gagala yabali gege gege ba hangro gege gege ba hangro gege gege ba hangro gege gege ba hangro gege gege ba in Jesus mighty name as we pray.
Amen.
Now we're going to pray. Let's agree together, brethren, all over. Let us agree. It is time for us to decree over those that are in power in Nigeria, at the federal level, at the state level, at the local government level, at all levels, in public, in private sectors, everywhere. Father, people that are in the places of authority, we decree over them that none of them will be able to lift hand or feet except by the will of the Lord. Shall we decree now? In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lima su kalayaba, hambrobo su tataba su kalaya, ingregegeba. Father, we agree together, we decree, O God, as brethren over Nigeria, over our system, over our people, we decree upon everyone that is in leadership, that is in governance, at the federal level, at the state level, at the local government level, at the world level, at the community level, those that are, you know, exercising authority over people in the public, in the private sector, we decree upon them, upon everyone, that none of them shall be able to lift hand or feet except by your will and except by your word. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let every backbone of their stubbornness, every backbone of doing self-will, every backbone of playing, of acting the script of the devil, be broken now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lima su kalayaba, ambrobo su talayaba, imbrobo su kalayaba, akrigegegeba, ambrobo su talayaba, riba su tataba su kalayaba, imbrobo su tataba su kalayaba, riba su kalayaba, likegegegeba, hangrogegegeba, hangrogegegeba, ambrobo su tataba su kalayaba, angragagagaba, akrogegegeba, imbrobo, libo su talayaba, akrigegegeba. In Jesus' mighty name as we pray.
Amen.
Then we are going to decree over Nigeria. We are going to say, Nigeria, we decree upon you, no evil will thrive in you and over you again.
Amen.
Bearers and doers of evil shall no longer thrive upon you, shall no longer thrive in you and in your system. We are going to decree over Nigeria that Nigeria shall no longer accommodate, shall no longer condone unrighteousness, shall no longer condone, and so shall no longer accommodate corruption and evil. As from this moment, shall we talk to the Lord? Let's talk to the Lord, because our time is limited. Limasu kalayaba, ambrobosu tataba su kalayaba. We agree together as brethren, and we pray over you, Nigeria, today. We decree that the evil shall no longer thrive over you, shall no longer thrive in you, in your system, in your people, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We decree that corruption shall no longer thrive in Nigeria, upon Nigeria, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Limaso kalayaba ambroboso tataba so kalayaba angro gegegegeba angro gegegegeba angro gegegegeba angro gegegegeba angro gegegegeba angro gegegegeba angro gegegeba angro gegegeba. In Jesus' mighty name as we pray.
Amen.
We need to pray. Power must change hands. Look, my brethren. Evil, corruption has been institutionalized in Nigeria. Evil has become a system on our own, running in Nigeria. It's not what a single person propels that will say is our leader. You know, when it was this leader, this president, we say is him. When it was that president, we said it was because he's from this part. He was from this region. You know, because it's this. No! This evil, this corruption we are talking about has become a system that runs our theft. We are going to it has been institutionalized. We are going to ask God, let every institution, every evil that have become an institution, every evil, every corruption that have become a system in Nigeria, let them all be dismantled, both in the spirit realm and in the physical realm, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Shall we talk to the Lord? Let's ask God to dismantle them and to break their backbones. Shall we talk to the Lord now? Lima su kalayaba ambrobosu tatabasu kalayaba ingregegegegeba angrogegegegeba ambrobosu tatabasu kalaya ribasu kalayaba angrogegegegeba ambrobosu totobosiki angragagalayaba likegegegeba angrogegegeba imbrobobo lima su kalayaba ambrobosu tatabasu kalayaba. Father, we come together as brethren all over the world. Lima su kaba in this prayer broker. Lima su kalayaba li eba ankragaba. We decree lima su kalayaba that every evil that have become a system running in Nigeria, running in our blood, running in our heart, running in our system, that have been institutionalized, be dismantled, be broken into pieces. As from today, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, arise and let this your enemy over Nigeria be scattered in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, arise and let this your enemies over Nigeria be scattered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
We have to still take this prayer point once more. Brethren, do you know even the church of God that is taken to be the hope of the nation? Are you aware that all the evils that runs in the nations runs also in the church? We are going to pray. We are going to ask God that the Lord will visit us all. Amen. And dismantle every system and every institution of evil.
Amen.
And of corruption.
Amen.
And of wickedness, both in the church and in the whole society. Shall we talk to the Lord once again? Because our time is running. Lima su tatabasu kalayaba ambrobosu tatabasu kalaya angragagalayaba ambrobosu tatabasu kalaya ingregegegeba akrogegegeba libosu totobosu kegegegeba lima su kalayaba angragagalayaba ribasu kalayaba angrogegegegeba angrogegegegeba lima su kalayaba liegegegegeba. We have, oh God, that Lord, you will dismantle every system, every evil system, every system that work wickedness, every evil that have become an institution in the church, in Nigeria, in all Nigerians, in Christians, in the so-called disciples of God, ministers of the gospel, in the whole of the Nigerian populace. Lord God Almighty, let all these evils be scattered. Let them be dismantled in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let their backbones be broken. Let our backbone be broken in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, I will pray.
Amen.
Lastly, I don't know if it has occurred to you. Do you know that Nigerians are law-abiding in other nations? And they still come back to Nigeria to be unruly. Sometimes when you are coming, either through the border or even through the airport, and you landed, people that have been queuing in some other nations' airport, that all of you have been orderly, they just come to Murtala Muhammad and they become guru. Look at that. They're the same people we have been coming together. Because it's like they have come, we have come to the land of lawlessness. Let's pray the last prayer. Father, Nigeria shall no longer be lawless. Father, take over this nation. Shall we talk to the Lord? Just in about 3 seconds. Father, Nigeria shall no longer be lawless. Lord, take over this nation. Let there be orderliness. Let power change hands to the glory of your name. In Jesus' name we are praying. Father, Lord, we thank you for this morning. We are so grateful to you for the opportunity to intercede for this nation today. To you be all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, as we are praying, let it be established and let your name be glorified.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus' mighty name, as we pray.
Amen. 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 And amen. Thank you very much, sir. God bless you, very good.